The Bridge. Hi everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the 8160 on 90.9 The Bridge. It's about 6 o'clock on Tuesday. I hope you're having a lovely late afternoon, early evening, at the start of a great week. And here on the show, we'd like to do a deep dive every week into the Kansas City music scene and play music from them for an hour. And in the past couple weeks, we've done a lot of new music, as new music continues to come out in so many different ways, as different bands and musicians get creative on how to record and release new music during a pandemic. But every once in a while, it's fun to do things a little differently. And this week, we thought we'd take a big step back, like 10 years, and do a show of music all from 2011. It's a bit selfish in that, you know, we play the new music, and then when in normal times, when there's 1,000 shows, we're always promoting who's got upcoming shows. But this time, I just thought it'd be kind of fun to play some music that I love, that I miss, that I haven't got to hear for a while, from 10 years ago back to 2011. And I'm lucky that The Bridge lets us do this stuff. And, you know, this is the beginning of our 7th year of doing the 8160 here on The Bridge. And again, it's The Bridge's 20th anniversary, which is gonna open us up to do some cool projects as The Bridge celebrates that this year, culminating hopefully late summer. Maybe we'll get to do an event with it too. That'd be cool. But I thought it'd be fun to go back and play some stuff that I haven't got to listen to for a while. Nothing that's probably, most of these bands are gonna be familiar to longtime listeners of this show and even listeners to this station. But I thought it'd be fun to do a deep dive into the hard drive and look back to 2011. And then next week, we'll do some new music stuff next week. We'll also need to do a deep dive into the upcoming Folk Alliance, which is called Folk Unlocked. It's streaming on your computer this year. And their lineup of artists is just fantastic. And it's also, they have a suggested donation, but otherwise, it's pay what you can. And if you ever got a chance to go to Folk Alliance here in Kansas City or last year in New Orleans, it's an amazing event. And this year, it'll all be virtual. You can watch it from your home. And you can watch a lot more artists than you were able to watch in person, because the streams will exist online for a while. Exciting stuff. We'll do shows on that too. But this week again, deep dive back into 2011, and I couldn't think of a better way for us to start this show than to begin where this show started. The very first song we ever played on the 8160 7 years ago and 2 weeks ago was music from the Appleseed cast. And back in 2011, in June, they put out an EP called The Middle States. And I love this EP. I love this band. I can never say enough good things about this band. For me, listening to live music, so much began with the Appleseed cast. I stumbled in to see them open a show. I went to see this band called Mates of State, and I didn't know who the opener was. And lo and behold, it was the Appleseed cast, and they would go on to become one of my favorite bands of all time. Happy to share with you music from the album, The Middle States EP, which is this is the title track. Here is Middle States from the Appleseed cast from 2011. And obviously these guys aren't touring right now, but they do continue to re-release some old records. If you're a fan of their catalog, they're releasing some really cool limited edition pieces of vinyl. You can check it out on their Facebook page. Here's music from the Appleseed cast as we take a dive back into 2011. Here's Middle States.
Mm-hmm. 8160 on the Bridge is brought to you by 7th Heaven, your neighborhood music shop, smoke shop, and love shop. Open 7 days a week in Blue Springs and at 7621 Troost.
Everywhere you go, you aim to sleep and itch away. Everywhere you go, the startled sun see through your memories. I will try to keep you in mind daily. Everywhere you go, luck will follow you for many years. Everywhere you go, the startled sun see through your memories.
Music from a band called Baby Teardrops from their record called X is for Love. The song is a catchy, interesting title called M-E-Ware, sort of sounding like Anywhere, but it's actually M-E-Ware. The front person of that project is Matt Donahue, who also fronted projects called Doris Henson, and he's currently the front of a project called The Slights, and has been making music in and around Kansas City now for a very long time. I'm a huge fan of Doris Henson. I love this piece that this record that Baby Teardrops put out. And I was lucky enough, I remember the night it came out, we had a house party. Remember house parties? And it was at the house of the label that put out the record, was it Golden Sun Records? And he signed my copy. I believe I got the first copy of the album officially signed by Matt, and I love the record and I love his projects. And Doris Henson, for me, if you were to ask me to put out to send you a mixtape or a playlist of great Kansas City music, Doris Henson would be on that track. And I love that project again from Baby Teardrops, and everything that Matt puts his fingerprint on. Always fun to dive in and see what he's cooking up. I'm sure he's been writing, and I also know he's gotten into film and film production, and been working on different projects like that all through the quarantine as well. But again, this is the 8160 here on 90.9 The Bridge. We're doing a little something different this week. Typically, we're playing new music or playing music from upcoming concerts that are happening in the area. Obviously, not a lot of that happening. But we thought we'd do something fun and take a deep dive into our own external hard drives and look back and play music from 10 years ago. This next track is from a band called Spirit is the Spirit. What I will always remember about this album, which is called Mother Mountain, it's four songs. It's an EP. And our good friend Mark Manning, a couple clicks down the dial from us over at 90.1 KKFI, has me on his show every year to do a best of, halfway, and a year-end best of. And he has four different guests. This record has four different songs. Three of the four guests that were on Mark Manning's show to do the best of the year picked three different songs from this four-track EP. The math on that's terrifying. Three of us picked this record. I love it so much. These guys don't play out anymore. Some of them are making music in different projects. Some of them have gotten really involved in videography. And Danny Bowersox from the project, he was also in Cowboy Indian Bear. He also went on to help film. He's done a lot of video production work, and he got to film when Queer Eye came to town. He was one of the videographers that helped put that project together. But here's music from Spirit is a Spirit. The song is called Little Bear, Wild Fox, from an amazing EP called Mother Mountain that came out February 26, 2011. And again, thanks for hanging out with us this week here on the 8160 as we take a look back to 10 years ago with music from Spirit is the Spirit. Here it is.
Come little I said I walked along that long black train, along cold sounds of steel. Sharp as the witch reminds me of a place I don't wanna be. It was a long, long time ago. Lost it all when I took that step. Said I walked down that lonely road, had to be by yourself. Lord, it was so cold.
Music from another project I missed seeing in the midst of this pandemic. That's a band called Cadillac Flambe. The song is called Long Black Train. It came out back in July 2011 on their album called Eli's Porch. Cadillac Flambe members include Chris Bruders, who is also in the project Freight Train Rabbit Killer. He's one of the mysterious masked men up on stage doing crazy things with crazy instrumentation. And then also Havila Bruders, his wife, who is a musician all around town. She's still gigging through the pandemic. Jazz gigs around town. I know she plays over at the Chaz at the Raphael and different places that host duo and trio jazz gigs all the time. But I've been a fan of that band for a long time and miss seeing Cadillac Flambe out, and always fun to get to see them perhaps at a festival, throw them up on the stage at something like a Boulevardia or a Plaza Art Fair and sit back and enjoy hopefully some nice weather and some great music as well. But this week here on the show, we're doing a look back to 2011. You know, typically we're looking at playing new music and promoting upcoming shows and those sorts of things, and not a whole lot of that right now. So we thought we'd have fun with it and try and come up with some interesting programming for you to enjoy as you shuffle home from work or load the kids in and out of the car or go out and grab some groceries, you know, in the middle of a crummy weather day. But thanks for tuning in regardless and hanging out with us this week on the 8160. Again, my name's Chris Hagerian, and up next we're going to hear music from the Republic Tigers. They put out their big record back in 2008, which was called Keep Color. It came out on Atlantic Records. After that, those guys blew up with it, and they went on and they did David Letterman in May 2008. They followed that up with a couple of singles, including this one from 2011. The single we're going to hear is called Mary Make It With Me. And Mary Make has a curious spelling, M-E-R-R-Y-M-A-K-E, Mary Make It With Me. The Republic Tigers last year released their long time ago recorded record about 10 years ago and are already starting to work on new music to follow that release up, which finally came out on our good friend's label, The Record Machine. Nathan Roosh over there put that record out, and it's a great piece of music. It's another band I miss seeing. I miss running into lead singer Ken Jankowski over at the Riot Room, and excited to one day perhaps get to see them play again. The difference in new lineup as they're knocking out new music, writing new music. But looking back again, 10 years ago, to the music from the Republic Tigers, here it is, Mary Make It With Me.
Done. In the 3 years since her debut album, Phoebe Bridgers has learned a lot, especially from working with mentors like her friend Connor Oberst of Bright Eyes. But to be fair, she taught him a few things too.
Like, I feel like the internet belongs to me, even so much so that I make fun of Connor for not understanding it at all. Like, I had to explain memes to him.
Phoebe Bridgers explains her latest album, next time on an Encore World Cafe.
Tonight at 7 on 90.9. The Bridge.
The Vinyl Underground at 7th Heaven buys and sells new and used vinyl records, cassettes, 8-tracks, and reel-to-reel, plus concert, lowbrow, and poster art, along with new and vintage stereo equipment. They also sell needles, cartridges, head shells, sleeves, and record cleaning supplies. If it has to do with vinyl, they have you covered. The Vinyl Underground for your vinyl fix at 7th Heaven, 7621 Troost, and online at 7thheavenkc.com.
The 8160 on the Bridge is brought to you by 7th Heaven, your neighborhood music shop, smoke shop, and love shop. Open 7 days a week in Blue Springs and at 7621 Troost.
Kansas City's home of music discovery.
90.9, The Bridge.
I'm a swagger killer. Smell. And these comments too, call the ball bear. Undertaker that is rapping. We dressed in all black, your bars like passion. Matter of fact, your bars just like rapping. Without them videos, you would not happen. You built the hype machine, and you're here behind it. When some spinners come around, you ain't never right. Excuse, had to excuse. You can't come off the top and say you had to. Snakes from the scalp of Medusa, smoke them like hookahs. Look into the eyes of a suture and rhyme booster. The future is now my time aligned with Jupiter. Perplex the mind of them, longer than super. You cooped up at home with your rhyme book and tutor. I get cruising with bars on any twosome. Solo is your whole crew, you won't do nothing. Situation is risky, step in the hoop. Devil on the boards is more the inducer. Who but I? Fly. I never even try, I'm cruising. Clouds gonna carry me home. Air chariot for the throne, plus superior bones. Each word build a village with wicked ceremony. Come on, ain't no debate, y'all lose. Show straight, out of the sneak of mine, so no lane safe. Nah. Ain't no lane safe, key to their combination. Get forced on your knees to agree to this domination. Yeah. The middle completes this hollow nation. Kansas City flags stay waving, amazing. I swing your swagger from 100 miles away and murder suckers like you about 7 times a day. Gotcha. Don't get mad, you know they keep it on display. Buy one, get 4 free, you know what you pay. Come on, and me a combo in there. Feel like pepper spray. Your eyes on fire and your belly ache. Your lies levitate. Apparition masquerading under lights. So let's lie, set them straight. Tongue tied and your torso devour. It ain't your time, it's ours. I'm a swagger killer. When I'm walking a road, baby, like, yeah, that's it.
That was music from our friends Less Is More and Conductor Williams. The song was called Swagger Killer. That came out in 2011 on Halloween on Less's record called The Granny Smith Theorem. It was also later re-released under the name Heartfelt Anarchy. And longtime fans and friends of those guys, again, more music I miss. Seeing out live, a Heartfelt Anarchy show was always an amazing show. You never knew what you were going to get out of Les or who might show up on stage, whether it be the amazing trumpet player Harmon Mahari or whoever else might show up as a guest. It was always an amazing show to see out live. And I know Les has other projects he's working on, as well as Conductor Williams is always collaborating. He just recently collaborated on some music with Stick Figure, who's been putting out music through the pandemic, and two guys that are still working all the time. Les Ismore's Instagram page is constantly hosting little short live bursts and concerts, bursts of music, if you're looking for some more of what you just heard there from Les Ismore and Conductor Williams with the song Swagger Killer. Up next, we're going to hear from Hip Shot Killer. These guys put out one of my favorite albums. That's scary. I think it's been like 4 years ago now. And another great show to see out live. Loud, driving punk music with really good lyrics in it, and fronted by Mike A. Always working very hard up front to lead an entertaining set. This record came out again 10 years ago. It's a self-titled release. It came out April 29th, 2011. And the song we're going to hear from Hip Shot Killer is I'll Tell You. And turn it up, sit back, and enjoy this one. And think back to the times when you were at your last punk show and how you had to tuck those earplugs in extra hard. And miss that moment. I miss those moments, and excited to one day again, hopefully sooner than later, get to re-engage and see bands like Hip Shot Killer.
Oh,
going way back to when they were little kids. That's music from Radke. The song was called Little Man. It came out on a record, an EP called Irrationally Yours, back in 2011, and maybe only 50 copies of that record actually exist. I remember seeing those guys 10 years ago at the Riot Room, buying a record from them that they'd printed at home, and then I bought a t-shirt that night. The three boys from St. Joe, who've now gone on to become three young men who live right here in Kansas City, and when it's not a pandemic, tour the world and play their rock music everywhere they can. They just put out a new record called The Green Room that came out the end of 2020, and always happy to play music from them, and it's fun to take a look back and remember them as little dudes crushing it on stage. Like, the drummer, he might have been 12 or 13 when I saw him play, maybe younger than that. I know they're all 21 now, can legally drink a Boulevard beer, but back then, no, it wasn't the case. But great to see what they've done in the decade and how they've grown. And their music continues to be great, great loud music, and excited always to share it with you here on the show. Now to switch things up for something entirely different. So different. Three songs in a row that all fit really nicely together. First up, we're going to hear music from The Wilders, and then we're going to hear music from Howard Iceberg, and then from a band that doesn't exist anymore called The Atlantic Fade Out. First, The Wilders. These guys, they toured constantly playing their blend of roots rock, Americana, bluegrass, all over for anyone that wanted to hear it. Some of them have gone on to start and continued making music in different projects. But this was such a great record. It was a self-titled record, The Wilders. It came out June 21st, 2011 on Free Dirt Records. And happy to play the song Things They Say About Home. And if you were a fan then and it's been a while, sit back and enjoy this one and remember maybe that time you got to see The Wilders play at the Bottleneck or down at Knuckleheads or a festival around town. Here's music from The Wilders.
I'll tell you a secret that you already know. I forgot what it's like to be loved long ago. I've been busy, I've been gone, I've been on the road so long. They say the home is where you lay your head, but in my bed I'm all alone. It's hard to get anything going when I'm always gone. They're loving and leaving, or they have to move on. I've been busy, I've been gone, I've been on the road so long. They say there's no place like home, but I don't know where I'm supposed to go. Morning time. Also the truth. I've been busy, I've been gone, I've been on the road so long. They say the home is where the heart is, but it's so
Vinyl Underground at 7th Heaven buys and sells new and used vinyl records, cassettes, 8-tracks, and reel-to-reel, plus concert, lowbrow, and poster art, along with new and vintage stereo equipment. They also sell needles, cartridges, head shells, sleeves, and record cleaning supplies. If it has to do with vinyl, they have you covered. The Vinyl Underground for your vinyl fix at 7th Heaven, 7621 Troost, and online at 7thheavenkc.com.
90.9 The Bridge.
I've had enough of sorrow and pain. I swore I'd never do it again. But then she walked in the bar, and I know right away, promises are only just talk when it comes to big brown eyes and whiskey on the rock. Bottled beer, her eyes are blue. Not a problem, I'll make it through. But you give me that fatal combination, the heart inside of me drops, 'cause I fall for big brown eyes and whiskey on the rocks. If it were only big brown eyes, or either only whiskey on the rocks, I know everything would be alright. I could stand straight up and walk, but when you mix the two of them together, looks like we'll be in for nasty weather. With big brown eyes and whiskey on the rocks. Bartender, bring me a beer. Or if it's whiskey, don't let her near. 'Cause if you throw them both at me, nothing I can do. I'm gonna have to take my knocks on account of big brown eyes and whiskey on the rocks. Big brown eyes and whiskey on the rocks. Big brown eyes and whiskey on the rocks.
That song is called Big Brown Eyes and Whiskey on the Rocks. It's from Howard Iceberg and the Titanics. It's on one of the 7 albums he released called Welcome Aboard. It came out June 26, 2011. I was at the album release show at the old Crosstown Station, which is now a church downtown. It was part of a 7-CD set and included over 100 new songs from Howard Iceberg and the Titanics and several different special guests on that recording. An amazing feat of a record, 7-CD set. And I was trying to pick through it and find a good song to share with you, and we shared that song there called Big Brown Eyes and Whiskey on the Rocks. We're going to end this week's show as we've done a deep dive, look back to 2011, looking at music from a decade ago, hanging out in our hard drive, trying to find some fun music to share with you. This last song we're going to hear is called Be Safe Home by the late, great Abigail Henderson, also in the band Chris Meck, Amy Ferrand, and other musicians from Kansas City. I love this band, the Atlantic Fade Out, and these musicians had several different projects over the years. Chris Meck has gone on, and he now has had different projects under his own name. Amy Ferrand has her project called Amy Ferrand and the Like. And then, of course, we lost the great, late Abigail Henderson, who is the reason that our amazing organization, Midwest Music Foundation, exists. But I thought it'd be a nice way to end this week's show to let everybody hear her voice again on the song Be Safe Home from the Atlantic Fade Out's great record from 2011, which is called Better Run of Bad Luck. Thanks for hanging out with this week and doing a deep dive into our external hard drives, sharing with you music from 10 years ago. Hope you can tune in next week. We're going to be working on a show featuring new music. We're going to do a show about Folk Alliance coming up here in town. And gonna have to play some Chiefs stuff too as the Chiefs climb on and get ready to play in the Super Bowl in a couple Sundays. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Take care.
The engine is cold. Doesn't turn over easy. Frost on the inside.